Almost live from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, man. Dedicated to helping boomers of all shapes and sizes create a healthy, productive, fun-filled life where they're finally calling the shots. Topics include career reinvention, finances, health, sex, dysfunctional relationships of all kinds, all while enjoying a glass of fine wine. And here are your hosts, two of the funniest people on the internet airwaves, author host Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel and Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
We're idiots.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
hello everyone. Listen up. First of all, we were having a little bit of technical difficulties. Is this any better, Dave? If not, I'm going to just talk into Peter's mic. Hello.
Hello.
You sound good now.
Oh, I do. Well, isn't that odd?
She does. She sounds fine into her mic.
She sounds better.
Better. You know what? Just be happy you're making improvement in your life.
You know what? I know. That's always
you're better.
What does he look like? Well, he's better than the last guy. He looks like a bridge troll. Will that help? Yeah.
It's
okay.
Like, see, you're making an improvement. Hi, I'm Peter, the Reinvention Guy Fogel, and this is my co-host.
Anna, the Armenian Goddess Collins.
Collins. And we want to welcome you to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent help program on internet radio.
It really is beyond. Even our program is beyond. Trying to get together is beyond complicated. I had a beyond complicated day, I tell you.
Why? What happened?
Well, early this morning I got up and I was making, you know, you requested me to make that chicken francais, so I got up and I was pounding.
You were pounding the meat?
I felt weird. I was pounding meat.
You know what? I was too, but sort of different.
I was pounding meat at 9 a.m. on my kitchen floor because if you do, let me give whoever's listening out there a little tip. If you're going to pound meat, you know, for cutlets. You think you would have turned that goddamn thing off before we started?
At any moment, my career could take an upswing. I did shut off the cell. That's why.
So anyway, back to pounding meat. So I was pounding the cutlets on the floor on a piece of wax paper, and I thought, this is what my life has come to. I'm sitting on the tile kitchen floor at 9 a.m.
pounding
with a wooden mallet, pounding cutlets.
Why do you have to pound the cutlets? Don't they?
Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because if you take a chicken breast and don't pound, it's a big, bulky thing.
Oh, that's
it
right.
It tastes like hell.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Absolutely. Because I eat it that plump, and I go, you know what? I'm not really enjoying this.
Right.
And that's because I didn't pound the meat.
Exactly. Unpounded meat.
Our call, unpounded meat, and you know better than that. Because that's a whole show within itself. Call us at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. And, of course, our website, boomerhumorradio.com. And please like us on Facebook.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Patriots are going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'm from Boston. Go Pats.
And I'm from New York. So that's beyond.
The Patriots, man. That's wicked good. I'm so happy.
Okay.
That guy from the Ravens really fumbled that field goal kick there.
Isn't that the way it should be? It's a New York, what do they call it? New England and a New York thing, right? New York Giants.
Yeah. Well, it was the Ravens though.
But they're in.
I have no idea.
No, they're in New England.
Yeah, I know.
So they're in your part of the country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah.
You know, for people that are listening to this, even though we are coming live from broadcasting live from gorgeous Fort Lauderdale, Florida, there's a big competitiveness between Boston and New York.
Yes.
Basketball, mm-hmm. Baseball,
comedy.
Comedy and football and football.
The teams are Red Sox excluded because those poor bastards. But the Patriots, every so often they rally, they come up, you know, and they did that yesterday. And as a really non-smooth segue, I want to say that I think Boston comics are much funnier than New York comics.
Okay,
they're more sarcastic. I just like that humor better.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, you really do. Did they feel elitist to New York comics?
No, I don't know when how you, they feel. I'm talking about high.
Why do you feel that way?
I like that caustic.
I'm not caustic.
Not as much as the Boston.
Really?
I don't think you are as mean.
Interesting.
I
tell
like
me more.
The mean edge.
What? They're meaner than me?
I think I'm not mean.
I'm just have my.
No, I like that little mean edge.
When I went off the other day, when I was talking, yelling on the phone, what was I talking about? And you said that was funny.
God. I told you you need to be more social after the show.
Oh, okay.
So we can garner more fans to come to more
okay,
shows.
Okay, that's right.
He was like a social pariah.
No, you're being a little, you're not being fair.
Okay. I don't think he can hear me. You can't hear me at all, Dave, right? Okay. You know what? I'm just going to kill myself now.
No.
Talking to your microphone.
How's that,
Dave? Is that
Dave?
Better, Dave?
Okay. Much better.
Well, yeah. Okay. We'll edit this out.
Stop it. All right.
She doesn't like getting this close to my microphone.
Well, watch this. Here, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about Valentine's Day.
That was our kiss sound
effect. Okay. Oh, by the way, I have to let you know, we have Jim Donovan, a best-selling author and motivational speaker. He will be at the top of the hour. Nice Irish guy from Pennsylvania, and he's going to come on and talk about things that are important to boomers.
An Irish guy and a Jew talking, that ought to be good. What are you going to talk about?
You know, sadly, if an Irishman and a Jew.
I'm drinking, but I'm guilty.
All right, never mind. I can't be, you know.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, he'll be on at the top of the hour. And we have Valentine's Day.
You're saying the top of the hour. It's not the top of the hour. Top of the hour is like at the 12.
12, okay. Almost to the hour.
He'll be on at a quarter to the hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A quarter to the hour.
And we have Valentine's Day coming up, and we're going to be at the Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club. Tuesday, February 14th, 8 o'clock show. Anne and I are doing a He Said, She Said show. Very funny for what you call delusional couples, right? Say it.
Well, it's good for if you're within a couple, if you're a part of a couple, and I call delusional couples welcome, single people. Now, let's face it. You know what it all boils down to in coupledom? How much shit are you willing to put up with?
You know what?
What?
You're right.
How much shit are you willing to put up with?
Okay.
And then when you go, you know what? I'll put up with this and this, but that I'm not putting up with.
That's crossing the red line.
And then it's called the deal breaker. There are certain things. You have to stay close to me or they can't hear.
Dave seems to be writing something. That's all. You know who broke up?
Who?
Heidi Klum and that guy, that singer Seal, the African American guy. You know, she's So 7 years.
That man needs a dermabrasion. Have you ever seen him?
Yes, I do. Yes, he needs that. And you keep making fun of Bruce Jenner with the plastic surgery.
900 facelifts.
Steve Tyler is scarier.
Steve Tyler
is scarier.
He's starting to look like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he does. He's he was doing the. He was doing the national anthem at a local, I think a Patriot game or something, whatever. It's very tough to like sound good on that. So we have Valentine's Day. Other people have broken up recently. So it was basically, Seal and Heidi Klum. It's just everybody. I don't know what the deal is. No one sticks it out for as long as you can.
Well, because, they stuck it out for a while. That's not true. And besides, who says that relationships are supposed to last forever?
Yeah, what is it?
In a certain way.
Yeah.
I think things should be redefined. Can you imagine? You know, I was watching some BBC comedy the other night, and there was a comedian on, and I forget his name, but I do want to give him some credit for this, even though I can't remember his name. He said, who was the first guy that came up with marriage? Like, you know, when did this first start? Like, you know, in the caveman days, like some guy walking around was going, you know, buddy, you know how, you know, we can have sex with whoever we want now and whatever we want to do, we just grab them, pull them by the hair. Guess what? I've decided I want to stay with one person for the rest of my life and only have sex with her, no matter how much crap I got to put up with. And I'm going to take an oath in front of you and all my friends. Those guys should have killed him right on the spot. Right on the spot.
Now, is that your bit or his bit?
No, I'm saying that right now.
Oh, they should have killed him.
Yeah,
okay.
They should have killed him.
Well, it was it was an idea, and it caught on, and then they
and then they were into it too long.
Too long, it said.
Ah, damn it! There's no, you know how like like when you do a bit, like you're halfway through it, you know it's not a good idea, but you got to keep going because you got to commit to it.
That's like when you're closing the car door and you go, oh, I think my keys are in the conditioner. You know how you do right?
Okay, yeah.
You're screwed.
There's a point of no return. That's what it
right.
is.
Yeah. All right. But
neither one of us. Now tell me, Peter, really tell me. Why have you never been married? Really?
If I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
Really tell. What's the real reason?
Because when
the real reason.
I'm trying to say it. You think men have a fear of commitment. I have a fear of financial ruin.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think that, to be honest, going, if this doesn't work, I have to give you like a lot of money.
No, that's not true because you can get a prenup.
Yeah, but then most women are not signing prenups.
That's not true.
Is that true? Yeah.
That's not true. You have to come closer because my mic doesn't work. Okay. So, no, that is true. That's very true. I don't think that's it. I think you're full of crap.
Well, Anna, you've never told. You said you haven't found anybody, and so you can't say that to me. You know,
I can say whatever I want.
No, you can say what you want, but
about you,
you never really. You when we ask you came up with your stock answer. It's like I pull a string and you go.
No stock answer. The guys that have asked me to marry them were number one, a drug addict,
check,
an alcoholic,
check.
Number two, a mentally ill person. I found out later.
Okay, so what are you?
And number three, a chronic cheater.
So let me ask you something. So somehow you bring out the best in men.
I guess so.
Is that it?
I guess.
I don't know.
That's just how I am.
No. How are you doing? Are we going to be taking a break? Sure.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a break now, and then we can come back and talk more because I want to talk about some Chanel shoes.
Okay.
That I saw in the New York Times. I want to talk about fashion for a little while.
Okay, and we have...
Okay.
Yes.
So let's
take
a little break. This is the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Join us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, Boomers. Have you ever struggled to pay for your prescription medications? Well, ProgressiveRx.com provides an inexpensive alternative for anyone who cannot afford the medications they need. They provide the highest quality drugs at the lowest possible prices, guaranteed.
ProgressiveRx.com was originally started to provide an option for friends and family members who cannot afford their prescriptions. And because of that, the quality of their products is always their highest concern. Their drugs come from some of the world's largest drug manufacturers, and they offer the most popular prescription drugs at the lowest prices, with both brand names and therapeutically equivalent generic versions available.
So visit ProgressiveRx.com or call 1-800-400-0707 for a simple, safe, and secure way to order your medications. And if you refer a friend, each of you will receive a $25 coupon to ProgressiveRx.com.
Hey, Boomers. Reinvention Guy here. Quick quiz. What is the one skill you need to master if you want to get ahead in business, get a raise, or promote your very important products and services to a targeted audience?
Drinking?
No, close. Answer, public speaking. Business leaders, salespeople, yes, even politicians, make up your own joke, use this vital skill to persuade the masses with their ideas and vision for the future. And that's where I can help you. As a 30-year-plus veteran of stand-up comedy, improvisational theater, studio audience warm-up on sitcoms, and as a business speaker who has spoken to many corporations and associations across North America, I can show you how to captivate any audience, anytime, any place with my public speaking programs. In fact, I can show you how to overcome your fear of public speaking, plus craft stories and humor that fits your style. Guaranteed. Need more proof? Perfect. Go to my website, publicspeaklikeapro.com. While there, view my products and sign up for my free, here's that word, free, 7 days to more effective public speaking e-course and Speak Up e-newsletter that contains tips, tricks, and techniques to making you a powerful communicator. That site again is publicspeaklikeapro.com.
This is TalkZone.com.
What was that name again?
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
let's rejoin author expert Peter Fogel and Anna Collins on It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program enjoyed by more felons in more prisons than any other internet radio show.
Okay, I think we're back.
We are back. All right. So, what did you want? What did you you asked me questions?
Yeah, you
during the break.
We have some things, some topical things to talk about on the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Please call us at 888-463-6748, and we're going to talk about our Valentine's Day show. Did we?
We did. We
February 14th.
February 14th at the Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club, which is on Oakland Park Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, and you can go to boomerhumorradio.com. And see all the information to come to the show. So we hope to see
this
you
Valentine's
there.
This Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So talking about Valentine's Day, and you never...
And you know what I hate when people say Valentine's? I hate that. It's Valentine's Day. No, there's no times. It's not a newspaper. It's Valentine's.
Times.
Like the tines on a fork.
Okay.
So fork you if you cannot say it correctly. It's a Valentine's Day. Okay.
Valentine's Day.
I got
okay.
that out. Go ahead.
It was interesting talking about couples and everything on another podcast.
No, this is too close to be to somebody.
But we've been this close before, Anna. Doesn't matter. A comic we know came out of the closet. Do you know Todd Glass?
I do know Todd.
I
haven't seen him in quite a while. He came out of the closet?
Yeah, he's gay, and they're like making a big deal about it. And who cares, really?
You know. This is the man that hasn't been seen with a woman for 20 years?
Yeah, and he always hangs out with college guys.
Okay, yeah. What a surprise.
What a surprise.
You know.
And he's 47. Okay.
That doesn't even make
sense. I guess if you were
a
40.
It's like a non. I guess if
can you imagine a 47-year-old gay guy is always hanging out with college kids? College guys.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because it was another comic that I knew, Tim Kelly. He was another comic. He was actually married to a good friend of mine, and then he came out of the closet. He doesn't like anybody under 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's interesting. So you're shallow as a gay man, as a straight man is. Anyone's hanging out. But even I'm not going to hang out with college girls.
I know.
Yes, I can. I mean,
Hey, I got hit on by a 29-year-old recently. I feel like a is it still a pedophile if it's a woman?
No, no. You're a
pedophile.
My dog sleeps with me. I'm a pedophile.
Oh.
Pet-a-file.
Disgusting. My mother's poodle ate vomit the other day. Oh.
Okay.
I couldn't. Do you know dogs eat throw up?
Yes. Not all of them do. Yours.
All of them
no,
do.
No, my dog doesn't.
All because it's never seen any throw up. All of them do.
All right.
Disgusting.
What did you want to talk?
I have a fashion, a little fashion tip I want to talk about. Okay. Today in the New York Times on page A2, come near me because I need that mic, on A2, there is an ad for a black and white platform sandal in calfskin by Chanel for $1,050.
And
I just want to ponder that for a minute. I'm looking at the Chanel platform thinking, okay, I can either buy this Chanel platform or pay my rent.
It's amazing.
Pay my taxes, pay three car payments.
Well, let me ask you about that. Are there knockoffs of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't you want to get a knockoff? Is there something about Chanel that it's like, no, I have to wear Chanel? A woman's not going to go, I will not put up with an imposter.
It's only you that knows. There are some really, really good knockoffs.
Of this.
Of all designers, of Chanel. I have like some knockoff Prada bags.
So what's the big deal then? How does Chanel even compete?
Here's the deal, right? Here's what I think. Unless you're living in an opulent place and lifestyle, to buy a pair of shoes for $1,050 when, say, I don't know. You didn't pay your Visa bill or your insurance.
So what is this? What is this? What does a knockoff go for?
A knockoff is generally about a quarter to half the price.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an Hermes bag goes for thousands of dollars.
Well,
but you can get them. There are sites where you can get them, and typically they come from China.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No. You get some quality stuff over there. I mean, I wouldn't get plaster or anything.
Well,
I wouldn't get drywall.
You mean drywall? Yeah, yeah. It all smells like Kung Pao chicken.
No problem. Hey, some things happening in the news I wanted to talk to you.
Okay.
Women, here's something, Anna. Women feel more pain than men. Study says yes. So it's do women feel more?
What kind of defined pain?
Okay, I know.
Emotional pain?
I know.
Pain,
okay, I knew you were going to go
physical
there.
Physical pain?
No, I'm going to tell you.
You know.
Tea Leaks pain began suddenly nearly a decade ago. Upending her successful career as a television newscaster for KCLA in Los Angeles. I got this intense burning pain in the right groin, and it did not go away. Of course, the joke would say, well, throw our husband off.
No, but you didn't really fully read it. Said the 61-year-old.
Okay,
so.
It's as if someone had taken a hot iron and simply put it in my body on a nerve. It was like a 2.5-year nightmare. I had to stop working, blah, 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 blah. Now, accordingly, it goes on the article, pain affects more than 116 million Americans annually and is a major cause of work disability and one of the most common reasons for taking medication, according to a 2011 Institute of Medicine report. Of those Americans, about 50 million are women, according to Campaign to End Chronic Pain in Women. There's a campaign. That's what I wanted to do. Did you know there was a campaign?
I did not know
that. Not a campaign to end chronic pain in men. They don't care about that, but the women want one for women only. The women want our pain. We want it to go away. We do not care about. Wouldn't it be campaign to end chronic pain in humans, in Americans? No, women.
End chronic pain in women. Well, if you keep reading, I'm looking at this article that you have in front of you. It said she had shooting pains in her vagina. So
yes.
You can't really include the men in that.
But who's causing that pain in the vagina? Possibly some men. I don't know.
I don't know. Show me that guy that would cause me a shooting pain in my vagina. Most of them you want to go, what?
It says, but many other medical experts.
And Florida's known for pain clinics, by the way.
Yeah.
But you know what that's all about.
What?
Scamming.
Scamming, yeah. I mean, it's Medicare fraud. It's everything.
Well, you think that the pain should be for men and women?
No, it's just funny that someone started it's like a certain club that shall remain nameless says we want to make it gay friendly. And you said, is their club anti-gay? I'm sitting looking at this going, there's obviously a campaign to end chronic pain in women, and who's it probably run by? Women.
Right.
I don't think there's a man on the board going, what can I do to end besides divorcing her and getting – how did I end your chronic pain? I just got lost. But I'm saying in general how – there's probably some women go, let's start a campaign to end the chronic pain in women. What about men? That's their problem. Let's just focus on women. You see
know,
what
Peter,
I'm saying?
I wish you were this interesting in real life. We'd talk like this.
No, it's just funny. It's just
yeah, chronic pain.
Chronic pain.
And folks, you should know that Peter has this in front of him. Peter takes frugal to a whole new level. I said, Peter, did you take this from a book? He's like, no. I print things on each half of, like, he takes an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper.
And I cut it in half.
And he cuts it, it's like printed in like 2-point font.
See, now you just make
it. You have to have,
no,
like,
it's not.
You know those magnifying glasses that you burn ants with?
Stop it.
That's how small the point is. I think he's got, like, you know, Collier's Encyclopedia on here. He's got this thing. He's got his taxes. I am not wasting paper. But that's good. That's good. You're frugal.
I
Hasidic Jews would look at you and go, we can learn from him.
That's nice. That's
yeah,
good.
Okay.
Another Swiss Armenian anti-Semitic remark. Always with a Hasidic Jew. You do. It's
you
always.
Keep saying it's not anti-Semitic. It's pro.
Pro-Semitic. Okay.
No, it's pro-saving, pro-economic. Pro-economic. That's what it is.
Okay. All right. So that's.
I used to live in a Hasidic neighborhood, you know.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Where, in New York?
I lived in Flushing.
Flushing.
I lived in a Hasidic neighborhood. I was the only woman that didn't wear a wig.
Yeah, why do they wear wigs?
They can't. It's crazy. They can't let their own hair show, but they were. Don't even get me started.
No, but also in Flushing. Thousands of Chinese. Were you in an area that had Chinese people?
No, it was all Jews.
How did you end up in Flushing?
I was with a Jewish guy. I know a lot about the Jews.
Okay.
But let me tell you before, but not even that. Of all the names that you could name something, right?
Here we go.
Of everything, Flushing. Flush was some, Who would name something Flushing? What do you think we should call it?
Wait a minute. I'm going to take
down
a look.
On the toilet?
No, wait a minute. No, he goes, he puts up a zipper. I know, Flushing. He was in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Okay.
Really?
All I'm saying is that, and now talking about that, there's another report. A new federal report found 20% of Americans had mental illness. 1 in 5 Americans experienced some sort of mental illness in 2010, according to a new report from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. About 5% of Americans have suffered from such severe mental illness that it interfered with day-to-day school, work, or family. Women were more likely to be diagnosed with mental illness than men. 23% of women versus 16.9% of men, and the rate of mental illness for more than twice was likely in young adults, 18 to 25, than people older than 50, which we are.
Can I tell you something about mental illness?
Yes.
I dated a man once.
another one.
No, one of my ex-boyfriends. Okay, you've heard of Tourette's syndrome? Tourette's.
You piece of. Yes, I know what it is.
Okay.
It's Tourette's tics. It's obscenities. It's me after I finish talking to you.
I dated this guy who, for again, a Jewish guy, right, of all things. I know. Like, you keep saying that. I have so much experience with Jewish men. I'm over it.
Write a
book.
But
anyway, so he used to, in the middle of a sentence, just yell out the word panties. We'd be talking. I'm not kidding.
I mean, you told me this. I thought it was hysterical. He would just go, that's very interesting. Panties!
We did it,
no,
too.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you.
Listen, I think we should get the court him.
We would go out. He'd go, I think I'll have the shrimp cocktail, the steak medium rare, panties! I'm like,
you're making, I think that is so funny. I think you told me that. You're making that up.
I'm not making that up. My hands.
You winched him over panties.
I said, what do you have, lingerie Tourette's? What?
You didn't say that to him. Did you?
I did. And then he'd like put me on the edge. He'd go, see the waitress? When she comes over, I'm going to say to her, I want to see your panties. I'm like,
I'm not making it up.
That
is so funny.
I am not making it up.
So,
one time we were going to Naples, right? He's driving, he stopped at the light.
Stop it, it's making
me. He goes, I think we have to take the next turn. He goes, but before we do, I'm going to roll down the window, and at the top of my lungs, I'm going to scream, panties! And I'm like,
oh, buddy, babe. He's making, it's like Tourette.
Conscious Tourette.
Oh.
Conscious lingerie Tourette. That's what he had. He'd go, so Anna,
no,
how
you're
was
kidding
your,
me.
How I, was your day today? Did you have a nice day at work? Panties!
Oh, we did. That's hysterical. We gotta put that in as a character.
It is, yeah.
Did he say I have a problem or he can't help himself?
No, he goes, I just like it. I'm like, well, why do you do it?
He doesn't have Tourette.
No, I don't know. Maybe he does. He goes, I can't help it. He goes, I can't help it. When I talk, I just, I panties!
Like, that's hysterical. That's so funny.
In the most inappropriate, just insane.
Oh.
This is why I'm single.
Oh, that's funny. That's hysterical. I think you told me that, and I thought it was just hysterical. You could even make that up. I mean, you just go, you might as well say, I'm talking, ketchup!
And
you,
okay, panties, we got to take a quick break here,
okay.
And we'll be right back, folks, for the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
Okay.
Anna, I got to tell you about this guy, Steven Berger. In 1984, he opened up his first rib joint in Chicago. He had everything planned except the name. Then while watching a comedy sketch called Rappin' Jimmy B on Saturday Night Live, starring his buddy, Jim Belushi, I name dropped, Stevie B's Rib Cafe was born and took off like a rocket, winning many Chicago Rib Awards and becoming a favorite with Chicago sports stars and celebrities. In fact, Belushi loved Stevie B's ribs so much that at the end of each episode of the sitcom The World According to Jim, Belushi always mentioned he was off to Stevie B's Rib Cafe.
Okay, Mr. Let's Make a Long Story Even Longer. What does this have to do with Floridians?
Well, Stevie B's award-winning ribs are now in Weston,
Florida.
Sounds great, but are ribs the only thing Stevie B serves?
No. Stevie B's Rib Cafe has a mouth-watering menu. You ready? Pork steak sandwiches, chicken parmesan sandwiches, 100% black Angus beef burger, turkey burgers, grilled mahi sandwich, Cajun chicken breasts.
Hurry up and finish this commercial so we can go there and eat.
Scrumptious, healthy salads out the yin-yang. You get the idea. The food is outstanding. Check out the full menu at StevieB'sRibCafe.com. You can dine in or take out and meet Stevie B himself, who's there almost every night. Stevie B's is located, you ready? Got a pen and paper? 141 Western Road in Western Florida. That's 141 Western Road in Western Florida. Call 954-349-6636. And tell Stevie B you heard about him on the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
Enough, let's go eat. Oh, and you're buying.
Don't I always?
You found the best place for quality internet talk around the clock and around the world. TalkZone.com. You are listening to the right internet radio show at the right time. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Let's rejoin the yin and yang of Boomerdom, hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
We're back. Jim Donovan. Good friend of mine, motivational speaker and international best-selling author. He'll be on in a few minutes. Call us at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. What were we? Oh, okay. Oh, go to our website, Boomer Humor Radio.
Okay, Mr. ADT. I'm trying to concentrate on what I'm saying.
BoomerHumorRadio.com. You can buy our books and our products there, public speaking products and our books. Reboot Your Career, and Anna's View from Abroad.
Right. Buy it, don't buy it, I don't care.
Don't care, but you'll buy it anyway because it'll annoy me.
That annoys Peter. I go, buy it, don't buy it. I'm not really a pitch woman. I figure if you like my sense of humor, I have a book, go buy it. If you don't want to buy it, I don't like being pressured, so I don't like pressuring anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
All right.
Seems to work for you. Ow.
Closer.
All right.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Who was it that did that in the old days?
Gildersleeve.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Flintstone. Oh, that was great.
Yeah, no, that was Mr. Slate.
That was Mr. Slate.
Yeah.
Talking about being retro in the 60s and 70s, because that's what boomers do.
And Peter has on light blue jeans.
Let me ask you,
I said to him, I go, Peter, 19, the 80s called, they want their jeans
Are you
back.
Telling me I shouldn't wear these?
No, I'm not telling you you shouldn't wear them. To your credit, you haven't become a fat shit, though, which is good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, at least, really, when you're thin, you can wear anything, even if it is out of, the Wham era.
Oh, that's so funny. Panties! That's still the funniest.
Panties!
That's another character you have to put in.
Oh, it's just crazy. He used to also yell out penis. Not as much as panties, but like probably.
I think he has some issues. He doesn't know which one he wants.
I'm tired of dating the mentally ill.
Yeah, really. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
And of course, bipolar woman. Hello, bipolar woman. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Nothing's going good.
No, nothing. How's your husband?
Oh, he's great. He's really good. I'm sick of that son of a bitch.
So funny.
Yeah.
The comedy club business seems to attract people that are off the beaten path, mentally ill.
Or they're beating off on the path.
Path and pounding the meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. The comedy business. You know what, though? I tell you, when all is said and done, I just love doing stand-up comedy. It's all the ancillary stuff.
Yeah. Fun part. Well, when I do my speaking at corporations, I say,
Peter, you're an excellent comedian. You really are. You're an excellent comedian.
And I'm pretty social. What? I hang out with you. Hi, Howard. Anna, for some reason, we have this thing. Anna's much more of a schmoozer. After I do a show, I say hello, talk to people, try to sell my wares, and then I go home. But Anna goes, nope, the evening's just beginning. I go, all right, I've performed, I've entertained, I've been vulnerable, I got my meal, I want to go home. But Anna goes, no, you have to stay, there's a show going on. And I go, okay, how much more? I go, hello, perfect stranger. It's been great. I love talking to someone who's under the influence of alcohol. We just love you. Okay, that's great. Good. And yet you want me to say, how can I improve their lives? I mean, what do you want to do?
It's like, no, you don't get it. You don't get it. The fact that you have to say that. No, you just like to like run out of there.
Yeah,
not,
but I do hang out with him. I just think it's funny with you.
You don't hang out. What are you talking about?
And I've hung out.
You do your show and then you try to sell your books and you're out of there like a shot.
Well, what do you
Where
want me to do?
Where are you going? You're going home to what?
To my
stare at the wall. What? What are you, where are you going? Where are you going?
What did Dave, has Dave said? No. Okay. We've Jim Donovan, hopefully he'll be calling in shortly, and we will be doing an interview with him, on how to add some quality to your life. And we're trying to do it through our humor and to the insanity that Ann and I, when Ann and I get off mic, when we riff and we go crazy with the poking and this, we're very funny.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing our
heat. This isn't funny?
This is funny, but you make, when you say things that just make me, I always say,
this radio show sounds like it, I feel it should, like we're having fun. It doesn't sound like one big pitch, you know, for your book or something.
Which book particularly are you talking about?
I don't know, 1,800 books you have, 9,000 websites.
Well, I happen to be a corporate speaker. This past week I was in Kansas
yes,
City.
Yes, well, actually, I give you a lot of credit for going to Kansas in January.
In January. It's brutal, yeah. Brutal. So I'm a corporate trainer teaching people copywriting,
and I'll be doing that.
And I have to speak and sell and move product in the back of the room and
move product in the back of the room. What are you like a
no? But what's interesting is you know
I gotta move product in the back of the room.
You know we're selling resources that people can help. Your book is there to de-stress people.
Yes.
It's to entertain, and you're doing it as entertainment. De-stressing.
I'm very non-corporate. Yeah,
non-corporate. Okay.
Non-corporate.
Well,
no, I know. But I admire you for doing that. Anyone that goes to Kansas in January and is doing PowerPoint presentations.
I will be.
To me, that takes stamina. You
the
know.
Fact you even know what a PowerPoint is, that's impressive.
Oh, please.
But you are a funny woman. You said you were at the Whole Paycheck. Is that what they call Whole Foods?
That's what I call it. Whole Paycheck. I'm like, I know you wanted to get, Pete wanted me to get him some magazine so we could get a coupon
out
of it. They didn't have any, and I did go there
okay.
for you.
You didn't have to. I said only if you were in
no,
the area.
No, I know. I was like sort of close by. I said, let me run in. So I ran in, and I said, while I'm here, let me go look at the produce, right? $9 for a stock of Brussels sprouts.
Was it really?
Yeah, I'm like, that's why you have to be careful how you shop in Whole Foods. I mean, I want to know, when did Reggiano Parmesan take on the equivalent of
silver.
Gold bullion.
Platinum.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you got great material there. I think it's
well, you know, I do everything for material.
We do.
I'm a material whore. I love material.
Getting back to the mental illness. Terrible. Food.
Sweet.
And that's not even my immediate family, actually.
Yeah.
Who else was getting divorced that I saw? It was in the news.
Do you want to ask me about my weekend?
Yeah, what did you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I went to the New York Comedy Club.
Fort Lauderdale. Which we will be at February 14th with the He Said, She
Said. You want me to tell you like I can tell you like Lois Griffin if you want.
It's a very good impression.
Peter hates it when I talk
like
this.
Sounds like every Jewish
girl. He had a former girlfriend.
That sounded like
Peter,
that.
Peter, come
right.
over here. No, not tonight, Peter. I just did my hair.
So what'd you do at the Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club? You were
I'll tell you.
All right, stop, please. It's just very
he
annoying.
Hates it so
sounds
much.
Like one of the women on my board.
Oh, Peter.
Stop. It's like Mae West and the Nanny. You just can't really.
All right, so I did a promo for our show, our Valentine's show. And what else? That's it. And I went actually to Satchmo's, which is a very nice blues club. And that is in Fort Lauderdale as well. And I performed with my friend Jean Marola. I'm going to be actually at Satchmo's pretty often doing, you know, working out. I sent it to my subconscious mind to give me a place in town where I can work out my new bits. And they seem to love me there, and I love them.
Is there a band playing or is it music?
No, there's a band. It's Jean Marola, myself, and then they have a jazz or blues band play. And I'm talking.
And they're good audiences?
Oh, excellent. And
really?
Excellent. And top-notch music. Top-notch.
Maybe I'll go do a...
Well, we'll see.
Do you know anybody there?
Well, maybe.
Oh, stop. Our favorite show is Family Guy and American Dad. Roger!
We love Roger. Hi. We're acting crazy now.
That's a funny show.
So far, how have your New Year's resolutions worked out?
I'm cleaning up my place. Really, honestly. I'm letting go of things. I go, oh, Anna would never approve.
Like said, what?
No, it's getting cleaned up. It is. You gave me your file cabinet. That will be coming in handy very shortly.
That thing's going to be crammed.
What?
All right.
That's right.
This is all the stuff.
It's so funny. That's so funny. You're right. No. What do you think?
I'm not sure if I want to throw this away. It's a coupon from 1978 from Sizzler. But you know, I heard rumors they were coming back. So instead of, let me just put it in the file cabinet.
You're exaggerating.
The file cabinet. You know, nothing's gonna be crammed.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. I'm gonna cram it with your guitar stand.
Oh, you're gonna get me a guitar.
I'm gonna get you a guitar stand.
Christ.
Great looking guitar. Beautiful. Looks just like mine.
That's the thing about Peter loves to talk endlessly about stuff he does.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. No, so you did Satchmo's.
Yes, I did.
You did Satchmo's. And what are we doing?
I don't know.
I think does he want us to take a short break?
I'm a bad person.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, by the way, go to Facebook, find us. And you can email us at boomerhumorshow@gmail.com.
Boomerhumorshow. This is a good time to take a break.
Okay. We'll be back. You're listening to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Hey, Boomers. Have you ever struggled to pay for your prescription medications? Well, ProgressiveRx.com provides an inexpensive alternative for anyone who cannot afford the medications they need. They provide the highest quality drugs at the lowest possible prices, guaranteed.
ProgressiveRx.com was originally started to provide an option for friends and family members who cannot afford their prescriptions. And because of that, the quality of their products is always their highest concern. Their drugs come from some of the world's largest drug manufacturers, and they offer the most popular prescription drugs at the lowest prices, with both brand names and therapeutically equivalent generic versions available.
So visit ProgressiveRx.com or call 1-800-400-0707 for a simple, safe, and secure way to order your medications. And if you refer a friend, each of you will receive a $25 coupon to ProgressiveRx.com.
You've discovered TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com,
the best in internet talk radio.
Let's rejoin author, expert Peter Fogel and Anna Collins on It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program enjoyed by more felons in more prisons than any other internet radio show.
Okay, we're back listening to the Boomer Humor Radio Show, It's Beyond Complicated, with Peter Fogel and Anna Collins. I'm so thrilled to have on a good buddy of mine, a guest, Jim Donovan, is known as one of the most inspiring people in the personal development industry, called the original feel-good guy due to his ability to bring out the best in people. He openly shares his own personal struggles and challenges. He's an internationally recognized author in the personal development industry whose books are published in 22 countries. In the small to mid-sized business arena, he is an expert in online and social media marketing and has shared his knowledge at leading internet marketing for business events. And Jim, are you there?
I'm here, Peter. How you doing?
Oh, Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you. Happy Year of the Dragon.
The Dragon. It's the Year of the Dragon. You're up in Pennsylvania, right?
I am in Pennsylvania looking at rainy snow.
Rainy snow.
But I'm investing in Parmesan cheese. I'm Reggiano Parmigiano. I'm putting all my money in that.
Are you really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it seems like a good investment.
So Jim... this is a show for baby boomers, and we were always talking about how to be anti-aging. How do you demystifying the myths of aging?
Well, one of the things you need to do is you got to just stop believing all of these things that people are saying. You know, you hear people walking around going, I'm too old to do this, or I can't do that at my age, or it's all downhill. You know, the older you get, the more medications you need. That's a bunch of nonsense. And I love the line from Wally Amos, famous Amos, the woman that said to him, I'm 57, and if I go to law school, I'll be 60 when I graduate in 3 years. And he said, well, how old will you be in 3 years if you don't go to law school? You know, it's that kind of thinking that we don't have to buy into all of these limitations. I mean, you know that because I watched you, I listened to you, I've worked with you, and you know, it's not, you don't have to go downhill as you get older. I think our generation, the boomer generation, are the one that's, we're going to reinvent aging like we reinvented everything else throughout our lives. It's just what we do.
I seem to think that our parents' generation, the great generation, stuck in a job and looking for that retirement day and say, and then they're done. And then they're retired. And yet if you're doing what you really want to do and you're passionate, how do you retire? I mean, speakers don't retire, comedians don't retire, authors don't retire. And I think it has to do about passion for what you're doing. And you talk about that in your books, correct?
Yes, I do. And particularly the book I wrote for baby boomers, Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. I think passion is really a key. If you don't have that, I mean, I was 28, 29 years old. Somebody said to me, the definition of purpose is a reason to expend energy. And that stayed with me all of this time. And it's really kind of the key. Like, why am I getting up in the morning? What do I have to look forward to? I see where I go to have my coffee in the morning, there's a bunch of people sit around there, and some of them are retired. There's some people that are in their 90s. And some of it is very inspiring because they're involved in life, and others are very sad because they're just sitting there marking time. They're living, they're telling the stories about World War II and being in Japan with MacArthur and all of that. And it's like their life ended back there. It ended when they retired, like you said. They have no present. I think you need to have a present.
Yeah.
What am I looking forward to this year? You know, what's my goal besides get a file cabinet? What are my goals this year? See, I'm proving I was listening to you.
See, he was listening. He was
listening,
Jim,
to the file cabinet.
Hi, Jim. It's Anna.
Hi. Hey, is Peter a pack rat?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm a copywriter, and I get a lot of promotions, and I keep them because I have to read them and study them and become a better copywriter. So I look at what's being written out there. So I go, you know, I mean, this is something I'm, and then I don't.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Okay.
But,
is that the way you sell it to yourself?
Yeah.
Everything you said is so right, though. All these people, they buy into this, oh, I have an ache, or I can't do this because I'm such and such an age. There's a woman here in Fort Lauderdale that when I go to the gym, I see her every single time I go to the gym. She's got to be at least 70, at least, and she's jogging on this big boulevard that goes to my gym. I see her like every day. Nothing stopped her. She's the same. And she doesn't look, it's not like she looks like she's 20. She looks 70, but she's out there, man, doing it. You know, she's doing it.
She has a purpose.
Right.
And purpose.
Yeah,
I mean, creative people seem to be going on because it fuels them. But certain people just stop.
Because you plug into something you just love to do. I mean, I love to write. I love to speak. How could I not do it? I want to be the 100-year-old speaker.
And why would you? What does retire mean? What would you do?
Expire.
I don't know.
They retire, expire. And yet, unless they want to do other things, like they're playing golf, they're social, they're playing car, whatever, it's like my cousin Stan is a cop. And he's been retired for 20 years, and so, like, they're going to go visit relatives up the coast. And he goes, we're going to make a vacation of it. I go, your whole life's a vacation.
Yeah, really,
what do you mean you're making a vacation of it? I did a senior community last.
You're going to stay 3 or 4 different places, right?
Yeah, we're going to make a vacation. But you've been retired for 20 years, Stan. Your whole life is a vacation. Like, when they made an announcement, Jim, I did a senior community, and these people are 85 and up. I mean, they're up there. And they go, all right, we're going to take a break after the singer, then bring me up the comedian. And it's like, just relax, take it easy. And I go, and that's all they do. They go, oh, I'm 85. I've had such a stressful hour. I mean, the whole life is basically easy going.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you relax? Oh, what? Up to this point, I was really wound? I mean, you're 85. It's like a hubbub of getting out of the rat race. They're 90 years old. They have to be relaxed. Am I right?
There's a guy I wrote about in Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body named Eli Finn, who was a friend of my wife's aunt. And he worked till he was 100. He was a salesman up in Harlem. And he worked till he was 100. He sold mixers. And he retired. And he got bored. So at 103, he became a full-time student. And he lived to 107.
Really?
His obit was in the New York Times. He was 107 when he passed away. He was 106. He turned in his license voluntarily because he figured he was getting too old to drive. I mean, that's the role model I want to look at.
Or dementia really agrees with him. One or the other.
Right. I mean, he had all of his faculties until about 6 months before the end. he went downhill fast, which is probably the best. You know, either that or just, I like what the Abraham Esther Hicks says, it's happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
no sickness
that.
In that mix. Doesn't have to be sickness. That's one of the things I'm really adamant about.
And
people need to take care of themselves.
So would you say that's why people are not happier in their life? Basically, they could be happy, but when the body starts, they don't have the energy.
It takes a certain amount of energy to get out and do things.
And you need to exercise. Junk, I'm a big proponent of exercise.
I was at the gym this morning for the first time in many years, I might add, but I was at the gym this morning.
It sounds
that's
good on paper.
This was day one. I put it on Facebook. I took a picture of myself with the weight thing. It's like, all right, this was the beginning. This was the first step going in the right direction because I got out of the habit. Progress,
well,
not perfection.
You got to find something that – I do the martial arts, so I basically channel all that anger and angst and hurt somebody, but I'm also getting exercise. You always tell me, and I go, I'm a black belt in karate.
No, that's good. Well, you look good. Peter's not.
Remind me not to mess with you.
No. I'm a master with my wit, of course. I'm going. I won't say the airport is getting tough with their anti-terrorist law, but my sharp wit set off the X-ray machine. I've always said this. My sharp wit set off
Write that down. Put that with your.
No, I've had it, and I never had a chance to I said, is it too Woody Allen-ish? Am I working too hard for the image? My sharp wit set off the X-ray machine.
Funny.
It is fun. Well, I'm clever. But
clever. That's what they call criminals. He was a clever man.
He's genius.
He was clever.
I heard that. The show is number one in jails. That's great.
He was very clever. He was cunning
and crafty. What are we, we have beliefs, and we have beliefs our whole lives, Jim, and it starts at an early age. It goes up to even in our 60s and 70s. How is that what limits people of more of their beliefs? Can they change them even though they get it to a certain age going, you know what, this is the way it is. This is the way I think.
I think that's nonsense. I think you can change anytime you want. And you're right, the belief, anything we ever do in our life, anything we ever attempt to do, is going to be governed by what we believe about ourselves and our ability to do it. And I'm living, I think one of the reasons people like reading my books is that I'm proof of what I write about. I'm the least likely person in the world to have written a book. I barely got out of high school. I mean, I passed high school English by the skin of my teeth. My favorite teacher in school is Paul Zindel, who was my chemistry teacher, but he was actually a Pulitzer Prize winning playwright several years later. I never took a writing course in my life. I just write. I write from my own heart, my own experience. And I live it. I experiment with my own life.
And now, one of the reasons
I was successful, and I am successful as an author, and I just told my wife this the other day, I never questioned whether or not my books would be any good or whether or not people would buy them. I said, I don't know. They may be
but
junk,
you became,
but let's
what
find
was your,
out.
We're coming to the end of our talk. What is your recent book that people can – I want to give you a website across, of course. It's jimdonovan.com, right?
Exactly, JIMDONOVAN.com. Thank you.
Google Jim. And by the way, Jim had an HTML website. He's now on WordPress. You got to see it. It's a very cool site. And what is your recent book, and where can they get that? At JimDonovan.com.
Well, everything's at JimDonovan.com. The Boomer book is Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body if you got people with those issues. The newest one is 52 Ways to a Happier Life. It's a little 2 pages per chapter kind of thing you can read real fast. It's a nice light book that's available in a number of places. All of it's available on my website, including free gifts and lots of other cool stuff.
Well, Jimmo, I appreciate your time. We're going to talk one of these days, and we'll talk about what's going on, and we'll tell folks about the Boomer Humor Radio Show, and I will get people to go to your website. We'll do it that way.
Thanks so much for being on the show, Jim.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I love the graphic you have with the beach behind you. That's really cool.
Is that nice?
I'm looking at a bush right out of my window.
Everything is an illusion. Okay, Jim, thank you so much for being on the call, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think we're coming to the end of the show here.
Yeah. No, but it's inspiring, though. I mean, he's had a lot. If you really want to know more about Jim, go to his site, because he tells us he's had fought alcoholism, and he just changed his whole life around.
Fought alcoholism?
Yes. Surprisingly, I'm drinking more now. At my he stopped drinking, but he has an inspiring story.
You know what they say, moderation.
I
in excess.
Moderation in excess, more or less, when you think about that. Listen, also go to iTunes to find us on archives, correct?
Correct, yes. And at Boomer Humor Radio Show, you can find out where we're going to be performing.
You can find out where we're going to be performing on BoomerHumorRadio.com.
.com. And I want to thank Jim Donovan for being on the show. Are we coming to the end? How are we doing?
We have a couple of minutes.
Anything
you want to say before we leave? Valentine's Day.
You know, there's a part of us that we almost don't want to be in normal relationships because then everything's hunky-dory. And then, and then we run out of material?
Has everything been hunky-dory? No.
Okay.
I would love to experience hunky-dory. What is hunky-dory?
You had hunky-dory with me for about an hour.
Oh.
When we were going out. You did. I think I made you happy two-thirds of every hour.
You're stretching it, darling.
Oh, stop it, Anna. I wasn't that bad. Well, I know. I wasn't. I was very dependable.
You're a very dependable person. Yes, you are. So for dependability and not depends.
That's most of my audiences.
Tune in to us, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, and you can visit us on iTunes.
And
we are archived on iTunes, and you can come to our website, BoomerHumorRadio.com, and look up past episodes.
Because Anna is going to be doing some animations. We want you to invite you to see her wonderful comedy.
Yes, I'm going to start doing – I've been doing animations.
Panties! Sorry, I just had to say that.
Isn't that –
Panties!
Panties!
That's hysterical. Oh, see, that's – it's that's that insanity that you and I both find that we have to put in to our creativity.
I've been telling you this
it's hysterical.
All along.
Panties! Just – you can't make that up, a guy.
You can't make it up.
Oh,
imagine going out with somebody in the middle of a sentence. They just look at you and go, panties.
And then he was serious, though.
Oh.
It wasn't like he had conscious Tourette. He says, I know what I'm doing. I just can't help myself.
Yeah. Panties.
Because Tourette people just say they know they have it and they just can't help themselves. He takes joy in it. It was like, panties.
Yeah, crazy.
That's hysterical. Oh, we got a great in Kushnick. With the Nazis and everything.
Yeah, well, we're going to be doing an animation. So, folks, come back to Boomy Humor Radio because I started doing animations. We're going to have them up there. They'll be very entertaining. You'll love it. And anything else you want to add?
February 14th, come to the Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's been a pleasure being with you guys today on the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anna, the Armenian Goddess Collins.
And I'm Peter Fogel. Listen to our archives because we have celebrities like Chaz Palminteri, Billy Baldwin, Jake Steinfeld.
Amen. And we shall see you soon. Good night and God bless.
Bless.